So the Calamity mod has just been completely reworked by ex-developers, featuring 3 new boss fights and 2 world-generated structures, with a lot more to come. Keep in mind this isn't an add-on, so for the purposes of this video, I'll be disabling the original Calamity mod so you get to see the full intended experience for Calamity Fables. Before going through boss progression order, the Wolfram Scrapyard is our first unique structure generated far from spawn, somewhere on the surface. Here, you'll find this cool little elevator, which will take you down to the underground section. Your main goal here is to loot inside the Wolfram Vault, but this is heavily guarded by the Wolfram Nexus, constantly spawning waves of enemies. Only when every wave has been cleared, you can open the vault and collect the cool items inside, some of which you may recognize from base Calamity, like the Rover Drive. And with that out of the way, the next part of content happens in the desert biome, where on the surface, you'll find one of many new generated structures, the Desert Graveyard. It contains little bits of lore on the tombstones, but its main functionality is that it serves as a marker for the sealed chamber structure. Digging down through the desert in this area will eventually lead you into this room, where Sir Nautilus will be waiting. Talking to this NPC will provide you with some dialogue, and clicking on the challenge option will begin the first new boss of this mod. And like other bosses in this video, I will showcase the full fight and talk to you after about its drops. After defeating Sir Nautilus, you'll be given Sailfish Armor, a melee-focused set with a trident being able to conjure a spirit with every thrust. I'm actually so happy we get to see some originally planned art for Calamity make it into this mod instead, as I still have this folder of just very old sprites and art that was sadly taken away due to 22 bullet theory. But anyways, moving on to the Desert Scourge, unlike its base Calamity form, where it's summoned with the Desert Medallion, the remake will require you to use a bug net to capture Stormline Lava. You can then take this critter out into the surface desert and use it as bait to attract the Desert Scourge. Take a look. As for its drops, we have some cool weapons like the Torn Electro Sack, which is a melee ball that builds up charge to deal massive amounts of burst damage. The Amstring Bow, which is a ranged weapon that fires electric needles. The Carrion Detonator Staff, which is a magic wand that fires gusts of sand. And of course, finally, we get some Calamity Whips. The Stormline Whip will allow you to hook onto enemies to build up static electricity. Of course, there are no rogue weapons in this build, as it can be played without the Calamity mod. But who knows, maybe there'll be an add-on for it. Just imagine that, an add-on for a remake of a mod for Terraria. Moving on, let's check out the final boss so far. We have Crabulon. This is summoned simply by crafting a hook staff and using it whilst you're in the glowing mushroom biome. With Crabulon's defeat, drops blue mushroom themed equipment, like the Overgrown Claw, which can grab small enemies to fling them around, the Spore Thrower, which fires diminishing blue mushroom clouds, the Syringe Gun, which can infect targets, as well as erupting into blue mushrooms on death, and then the Inky Blue Pendant, a single summoner minion, which has two modes. It can either bounce onto enemies, or right click to make it a sentry, where it will emit a healing aura, and can be used as a trampoline. So that was a look into Calamity Fables. If you want to see more updates to this mod, subscribe and goodbye.